Today on this World AIDS Day in Ohio, there are about 16,000 identified cases of people living with HIV/AIDS. However, that number changes significantly when you consider that an estimated 20% of the people infected with the disease aren't aware they have it. Bill Hardy is CEO of AIDS Resource Center Ohio. He says that number, 20%, applies locally, statewide, and nationally. That's more than 3,000 undetected cases of HIV in Ohio and another 220,000 nationwide. The biggest rise in HIV infection rates right now is among adolescents and young adults, but it's still a disease that affects most everyone.
It's all over the place. It continues to be a disease of youth, that is, newly diagnosed individuals. Half of them are ages 24 or younger. But having said that, one of the fastest growing demographics is also people age 50 and older. Those are people who are aging with HIV disease or who are newly diagnosed with HIV, you know, believing, you know, they're at a certain age. If they're female, they don't use birth control. They think they're at low risk. So it's younger, it's older, it's male, it's female. The truth is it continues to be a disease mostly impacting gay and bisexual males, both black and white, black, Hispanic, and white. And the highest percentage of those folks who are HIV infected but still don't know their diagnosis are gay and bisexual males, both black and white.
Hardy says they'll continue to target those high-risk groups through funding for prevention and testing. That remains the biggest challenge, though, for healthcare providers and groups like ARC.
The challenge is that the dollars for prevention and the dollars for HIV testing are always the flea on the tail of the dog. They're the hardest to get. They're the most controversial in terms of politics. Folks don't want their dollars going to prevention, education, or to youth, or to buy condoms or supplies. And so, you know, we continue to fight the battle.
The other big factor, raising the level of HIV awareness among a population that has become complacent. Whether they think they're beyond the point of risk, like the older group Hardy mentioned, or they're young people growing up in an age where HIV/AIDS isn't considered the death sentence it once was.
It's really just a generational gap.
Ben Adams is in that group. He's 23. Adams is the empowerment coordinator at ARC. It's essentially a social group for young, gay, bisexual, and questioning men 18 to 29.
And so we never knew the days where people would die, you know, 6 or 12 months after they got a diagnosis. I mean, most of our guys, you know, they're either online or they're reading, you know, an article in a magazine, and, you know, you have the HIV medication ad and it has this healthy, good-looking, attractive guy in his 30s who takes one pill a day and he's fine. So I think a lot of our guys don't really maybe have the same sense of urgency or don't worry about it quite as much. They view it more as a manageable condition that if they get it, they'll take one pill a day and then be just fine.
So how do you overcome that?
It's not an easy task. We really just try to relate it to them on their level. We always kind of ask first, you know, what's their understanding of whatever the topic is we're covering, whether it's HIV or another health issue. And then just kind of relate how it does affect them directly. And kind of point out that, you know, while this may be whatever perception they have might be kind of a mainstream perception, just kind of lay out the realities of where things are, specifically still with HIV and AIDS.
Adam says the importance of projects like ARC's empowerment program can't be understated, and like Bill Hardy, knows the challenge of funding those programs. But he also had this to say.
And I think a lot of just interpersonal, whether that's self-esteem building, or that, you know, that empowerment element that we like to push. You know, you can give people 1,000 condoms, you know, more than they would ever use during a lifetime. Doesn't matter how many you give them. But if they don't feel like they are worth something, that their life matters, they're not really going to use them.